Welcome to the Sageness Podcast, Kings and Queens. I'm your host. My name is Leilani. For today's episode, we are going to continue with part two of our Inner Peace series. For this mini-sode, we are going to be talking about letting go. But before I get started, I just want to let you know, my voice probably sounds a little bit different. I am just getting over COVID for the second time. Yes, I had COVID. I literally just tested negative today. And I knew if I didn't get up and record, I would not have an episode for this Monday. So I decided to go on, push through it. So if my voice is not the same, that is why. I apologize. It's probably going to sound like this for the next couple of episodes. Last time I had COVID, it took me a while to like get my full voice back. I will say the second time was not that bad. And then I'm also grateful that my kids did not get it. It was just me and my husband. So, but we are making our way back to being healthy. And in the meantime, you will probably hear my voice is not going to be the greatest. It might go in and out. I don't know. I did lose my voice for a little bit, a couple hours during the process of having COVID. But I am feeling good right now, feeling great, feeling better. So I decided that I needed to get up and record so that I could have an episode this Monday. So yes, I usually try to pre-record my episodes a week to 2 weeks in advance. But of course, with me being down with COVID, I was down to my last episode and I had nothing else pre-recorded. So I have really had no choice. So just excuse my voice. Hopefully it'll come back soon. Hopefully by the next couple of episodes, I'll get my full voice back. But yes, so moving on. This mini-sode's quote is by Leo Babuda. And the quote reads, "We practice letting go, and in the process, we find peace." So like I said before, during this episode, we are going to be talking about the process of letting go in relation to finding inner peace and what I found in my journey helped me. So during this episode, I want all of you out there to think about something that you are holding on to and something that you're holding on to and that could be weighing you down in your life, right? And as you're listening, just keep thinking about that thing. And in my journey, I have learned that true inner peace is something that is a practice. It's something you have to practice on a daily basis. And that practice starts with dropping the excess baggage. What I've realized in my process also is, in order to gain a lot of what we truly want, it requires for us to do a lot of letting go. And sometimes that those things we have to let go are things we don't want to let go. Sometimes there are things we know we should let go, but we choose not to for whatever reason. And sometimes we have emotions tied to those things for the reason why we hold on to them. And like I always say, I do not discredit emotion. I never discredit my emotion. I never want to invalidate anybody's emotions. Emotions should be validated, right? Behind whatever it is that you have. Emotion is the best indicator for determining when something doesn't serve you. So our emotions do have a purpose. And I've found in my practice, I've found in my life that when something doesn't serve me any longer, I have a lot of times the strongest emotion around it. When something doesn't serve our purpose in life, sometimes our emotions surrounding that thing are very, very strong. And it could be good, bad, or a neutral emotion, but it's a very strong emotion that we feel surrounding that thing that we know we should be letting go, right? Or we know that we can let go, or we know that we should make strides in overcoming. So we should always validate our emotions and honor our emotions because of that reason, because it is a window into what we could do to make our lives better, if that makes sense. And where we often go wrong is we don't let those things go. that causes us these emotions, especially the things that cause us those negative emotions. A lot of times we hold on to it and we expect some type of closure a lot of times. I've talked about this before. Sometimes the closure that we're looking for, we may never get. We may never get that closure that we need to let go of whatever it is that doesn't serve us anymore, or whatever it is that's causing us issues emotionally, mentally, physically. And instead of healing from it and moving forward from it in life, we hold on to it, essentially. We don't learn, or we don't choose, or we don't make it a practice to learn to live without that thing that's causing us the extra, the hurt, the emotional pain, or whatever it is. And the thing is, we don't realize our power to let those things go. We don't realize that we can live with the hurt. We can survive it. We can get through it. We can get past it. We don't need someone to give us closure from it. We can give ourselves that closure because it is something that we have the power to do within ourselves. And it's a process and a practice that we can develop within ourselves to move forward in our lives. You know, one of the things I often think about is when I see someone who maybe is born without the ability to hear or born without the ability to see. A lot of times those people are the most happiest people. And for us who do have the capability, who were born with the capability to hear or see, may look at that person and say, oh, that's sad that they can't see or they can't hear. But that person does not feel the same way because it's something that they've never had, right? It's something that they have never experienced. So they have learned to adapt in our world of seeing and hearing and live their life and be happy. And why do you think that is? Why do you think that someone who's never had those capabilities, it's because they don't see it as a burden, right? They don't see it as baggage. They don't see it as a disability. They see it as that's just who they are. That's just how they were born and how they came into this world. As opposed to everybody who is on the outside looking in, they see it as baggage. They see it as not necessarily baggage. They see it as a disability. They see it as something that holds them back. And the simple truth is that person who was born without those capabilities could very well say, I wish I had the ability to see or hear, and decide to live their lives with that wish and that thought and that extra baggage of hoping that one day maybe they might get their vision back or their hearing back, instead of just making the choice to live their life uniquely who they are, you know? And so I want you to continue to think about that thing that I said at the top of the episode that you're holding on to. If it's multiple things or one thing, something that you are holding on to, something that you are having a hard time getting over, that's essentially weighing you down. And if you lost the capability overnight to see or hear, could you let go of the negative emotion behind it and decide to live an abundant life? Could you move forward from that? You know, those are some things that I think about. If I lost my vision, yeah, it would be sad, but who would I be? And I would never discredit anyone's emotions around it. Like I said, we're not going to discredit anyone's emotions because you have the right to have emotions around what's happening in your life. You have the right to have emotions around what you're going through in your life. But sometimes when those negative emotions fester, they keep us from moving forward, right? And if I lost the capability to see or hear, what would I do? And that's a really hard question to answer. You know, I could sit here all day and say I would move forward because this is what we're talking about in this episode, but I don't know. How long would it take me to move forward? How long would it take me to pull myself up off the floor and come to terms and be okay with it, you know? And the only way I could ever be okay with it, pick myself up off the floor, get that extra emotion baggage off of me, is to move forward and let go and accept the things that are happening in my life and to cope and deal and move forward and let go of the negative emotion behind it and decide to live an abundant life. Or we could not let it go and stay stuck, right? Stay in our misery, let it weigh us down and let us feel hopeless and every other emotion that comes with those feelings. And this is all to say that at some point in life, we have to let go of the extra baggage that keeps us from enjoying the water. If you are living a life staying afloat, that extra baggage, what does that do? What does it do for you? It pulls you down, right? It pulls you under the water. It makes you feel like you're constantly drowning. And at some point in life, we have to learn to let that extra baggage go. Because guess what? When you make the process of letting that extra baggage go, guess what else is going to come along? Some more baggage. And then you're going to have to learn to let that go. And then more baggage. And then you're going to have to learn to let that go. If you make it a practice, letting go of the extra baggage of the things that no longer serve you physically, emotionally, mentally, you will learn to let those go so much easier. And you will be able to be authentically you and truly who you are supposed to be in life. At the top of the episode, I gave everyone something to think about, right? Think about something that's weighing you down is what I asked you. Something that you know that you have to let go of, that you've been holding on to, that is no longer serving you. And if you, during this time, were able to pinpoint it, if you weren't, that's fine. At some point during your day, maybe you will be able to, or your week, maybe you will be able to. And whatever that thing is that you've pinpointed, if you have, think about what is it doing for you now? So think about that thing. And I challenge you to start the process of letting that go. Start your practices today of letting the extra baggage go. Because like I said in the last minisode, you can't enjoy the water if you're holding on to all this baggage, right? And some things aren't meant to go with us in our journeys. And sometimes our journeys get stagnant and stay still because we're holding on to something that's keeping it there. And it's time to let it go. Whatever it is, it's time to let it go. When you learn to let go of the extra things in life that no longer serve you, when you learn to let go of the things that no longer serve you, you will find and start to live your life with true inner peace. You will be in such a peaceful place in life that you will be floored and amazed at how peaceful your life could have been. And don't get stuck on what life could have been, because that's, what is that? It's baggage, you know? So start to let go of that thing, whatever it is. And if you don't know what it is, take some time to think about what's keeping you in the place that you're at. Take some time to think about the things that you have around that aren't serving you. Even sometimes, you know, sometimes I have to look in my closet and go through my closet and say, this, I no longer need this in life. Why do I have this shirt? I haven't worn it for years. Why is it still here? Gift it to somebody. Donate it to somebody. Get rid of it, because it's just taking up space in your closet, right? That's just like life. When you hold on to stuff, it's just taking up space in your heart. There's only so much space that so many things that your heart can hold. So why hold on to the things that aren't serving you? Hold on to the things that are meaningful. Keep those things in your heart. Get rid of the rest. When you go throughout your week this week, kings and queens, think about something in your life that's not serving you and start the process of letting it go and start your practice of letting things go so that you can find your true inner peace. So until our next episode, kings and queens, keep growing, keep loving, and living your sageness.